课堂听 class.com。
2000. Governments throughout the world act on the assumption that the welfare of their people depends largely on the economic strength and wealth of the community. Under modern conditions, this requires varying measures of centralized control, and hence the help of specialized scientists, such as economists and operational research experts.Furthermore, it is obvious that the strength of a country's economy is directly bound up with the efficiency of its agriculture and industry, and that this, in turn, rests upon the efforts of scientists and technologists of all kinds. It also means that governments are increasingly compelled to interfere in these sectors in order to step up production and ensure that it is utilized to the best advantage. For example,They may encourage research in various ways, including the setting up of their own research centers. They may alter the structure of education or interfere in order to reduce the wastage of natural resources or tap resources hitherto unexploited. Or they may cooperate directly in the growing number of international projects related to science, economics, and industry. In any case, all such interventions are heavily dependent on scientific advice.And also scientific and technological manpower of all kinds. Owing to the remarkable development in mass communications, people everywhere are feeling new wants and are being exposed to new customs and ideas, while governments are often forced to introduce still further innovations for the reasons given above. At the same time, the normal rate of social change throughout the world is taking place at a vastly accelerated speed compared with the past.For example, in the early industrialized countries of Europe, the process of industrialization, with all the far-reaching changes in social patterns that followed, was spread over nearly a century, whereas nowadays a developing nation may undergo the same process in a decade or so. All this has the effect of building up unusual pressures and tensions within the community and consequently presents serious problems for the governments concerned. Additional social stresses,may also occur because of the population explosion or problems arising from mass migration movements, themselves made relatively easy nowadays by modern means of transport. As a result of all these factors, governments are becoming increasingly dependent on biologists and social scientists for planning the appropriate programs and putting them into effect.